This is a News 1130 special report.
How many times have you thought to yourself while driving around the Lower Mainland, man, that guy really needs to learn how to drive?
Yeah, the truth is we could all use a brush up on our rules of the road now and then. And today, as part of our midday show series, Damn That Traffic Jam, we're chatting with Curtis Strelo with Young Drivers of Canada. Curtis, thanks a lot for being here today. What would you say is the number one thing drivers, be they new or experienced, have the most trouble with on the roads?
Paying attention. It's amazing what people will try to occupy their minds with while navigating through traffic. And I mean, there's the obvious distractions of cell phones. And of course, even though they're supposed to be hands-free, we can just look around and see that they aren't hands-free. But there's everything. There's times when you wish you hadn't looked in your rearview mirror. You see the shaving, the mascara, all kinds of things you see.
The toothbrush.
Yeah. And you just wonder what makes them think they can get all this stuff done and still navigate through traffic. We can't handle more than one or two things at a time, and yet people attempt to.
And they complain as well. They complain about people going slow in the fast lane. Can you remind us the rules of the road when it comes to those left and right lanes?
Well, they're really true. The speed limit is the same in both lanes, of course. We traditionally think that the left one is the passing lane, and on multi-lane freeways or highways, if you wish to go slower, you should stay in the right lane, but keep right except to pass. Now, once you've passed somebody, get the out of the passing lane. And if there's somebody that wants to go faster, let's not try to be self-appointed policemen. It's not our responsibility to sit there beside another vehicle and block that lane either. And it has to be within reason. Now, certainly we teach our students to go with the flow, which within reason means traveling at the same speed as other cars. But heck, 80K down Granville is not flow. That's just out and out speeding.
And we were talking earlier this week with an anger management expert about road rage, and I'm sure that can lead to road rage.
Oh, invariably. Again, it's just, and it's not usually just one thing. It's an aggregate of things that happen. Okay, they maybe had sort of a bad day at work, and then they get out to their car and, somebody keyed it. And now they get out there and somebody does something very minor, and they will just lose it. Or somebody will get very upset over something as simple as the right of way. They feel that they've been used and abused just because somebody didn't think it was their turn at a four-way stop. And they feel that they have been taken advantage of. And, of course, that sets people off.
Curtis, let's stay on the highway. Something drivers seem to have a lot of trouble with. No one seems to know exactly who should be doing what. That's merging onto the highway with the on-ramp. What's the rule there?
Well, technically, it is an intersection because it's where two or more streets come together. Now, it's not our traditional 90-degree intersection, but if you're approaching an on-ramp and you're in the right-hand lane, your best course of action is to simply change lanes to the left. It provides usable space for the merging traffic, and it reduces our risk. Now, in cases where it's heavier traffic, let's assess the speed of the vehicle merging. If it's an 18-wheeler, well, unless you're driving a very small, weak car, you could probably out-accelerate them. So if a lane change isn't possible, just speed it up a little bit to create the space behind you. Now, if you've got a Ferrari coming on there, they're traditionally driven much more quickly. Do the obvious and just ease off the gas slightly and create the space in front. But technically, the person on the right should be given the right of way. But common sense has to come into play here, too.
Right. Curtis Strelo with Young Drivers of Canada, thank you very much. Some great tips there and clarification of some rules of the road, especially on the highways.